The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. 5.5 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 10th of December, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. New products out there. They are just a wonderful group of people down there at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bob. Grab that back there and say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Okay. No.
That's not fair.
See, with all of our new stuff that's coming in, Bob walks through the door. He's carrying like 1,800 pounds worth of stuff to put the new stuff in. And I go, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? He says, may I divest myself of this? So
it's a work in progress.
A work in progress. Okay.
It sure is.
Good morning. What's the weather look
like? Well, good morning, everybody. And I got the mics there. Just a little pop up there. Bob, so I can hear myself a little bit better. There we go. Oh, there we go. Gosh, that was big.
Whoa, you just turned something up.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Didn't you just love to hear the rain last night? Our highs today will be 58. We have a slight chance of showers today, and then it will get sunny. Our lows tonight will be 38. Tomorrow will be mostly clear, and our lows will be 38. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny skies with the temperatures around 59. Reaching about that, and a slight chance of rain on Tuesday night with our lows of 40. Wednesday's mostly sunny with a high of 60, and Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with our lows of around 39. And Thursday calls for our highs of 58, and Thursday night slight chance of rain with our lows of 41. As we get into the weekend, we have rain on Friday with a 54, and Saturday chance of showers with 54, and rain likely. Don't you love a chance of rain or rain likely? Which one is going to be?
Rain likely.
Rain likely, not rain chance likely. Of?
Chance of could be anything.
Okay, so that's it.
I have a chance of winning the lottery. Is it likely? No.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's more likely that I don't.
Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Call them at 365-3793.
So good morning, everybody.
And how was that Army-Navy game for you?
How was it?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was really good. I thought we needed 5 more minutes. We could have beaten Army. So, but because we was coming back. You know, it was. You know what? It was a good game, hard fought. You got to remember that Army is in the bowl. It's rated in the top 25 in the nation. And the Naval Academy hasn't done quite that well this year, but they fought them, gave them everything that they could handle. So it was good. It was a good game.
Well, I love the.
We do shots for every time somebody scores. In the first half, it was.
That's why you didn't drive for a while.
It was 7-0. So it wasn't like it was a hype. You know, it wasn't like we were sitting there going, whoopee, whoopee. You know, it wasn't like that at all.
I love watching when they do the close-up in the stands. And so the young, bright futures of the future of all of those young men and women. And to see just the whole,
They're all excited.
So it's very patriotic. I mean, it's nice to hear when the president comes out that they're not booing. That just made me feel nice, and that they prayed and they did wonderful things.
Everybody stands up for the national.
Yeah, it was just nice. Yeah. You know, you're not going to have any kneelers in that crowd.
Okay, I want to go on to part number two of my musicals. If you remember last week, I went on and on about Bohemian Rhapsody. If you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, have you two seen that yet?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, you have. Okay, Erica has seen that. It was the story of Queen and mainly Freddie Mercury. But then I was drugged to to A Star Is Born. What a wonderful movie that is. What a great movie. The music is wonderful in it. Bradley Cooper, if he doesn't deserve an Oscar for something.
Or Lady Gaga and Lady Gaga.
For something. In that movie, he helped write it, he directed it, he starred in it, and he sang, and he wrote songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know this guy was that talented.
Sam Elliott was excellent.
Sam Elliott, they're saying he's going to be, they said he's a good shot for an Oscar.
Supporting. So,
And Lady Gaga, I was really surprised
she
can act.
Wrote a bunch of the songs, too. Yeah. But not all of them had a hand in almost all of them, unless they were, you know, of course.
And, you know, but it was just, you know, it's based on that first story. I mean, this is like the third remake of it. I think the first one was Judy Garland. The second one was
James Mason and Judy Garland.
The second one was Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. And then this
one. That was a huge hit.
It was
a huge hit.
So. If you get a chance, I'm not even sure it's playing still at the Ford. And by the way, if you've not gone to those theaters lately,
Cinemark, for a gift certificate.
You can hop in those chairs and it's like a recliner, just zip back up.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a heated seat if you want that. If you want to play a trick on somebody, just heat if they can't, you know, if they're not noticing.
Oh God,
and pretty soon, gosh, is it getting hot in here? No, it feels really good.
You must be having a hot flash. Oh gosh.
So okay. We're here today with Shasta College, and we have a couple of our baseball team and softball team in with us. And here we've got as the assistant baseball coach, Cody McCary. Did I pronounce
McCary?
McCary. Okay, getting a little bit closer there.
Right.
So when's the season start here?
The season starts at the end of January.
Wow, January.
Yeah, we're wrapping up our fall right now. And we have a month off, come back 2 weeks, and start playing games.
Do y'all ever play in the snow?
No, we usually get canceled before that.
Oh, does it get canceled before that?
Yeah, we'll get canceled because it's a little cold white baseball out there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to play with neon orange baseballs today.
And with us this morning as well is Erica Parent, who's the shortstop in the women's team. Good. Or maybe you're a shortstop in the guys' team. I don't know. What are you?
Just the women's team.
Okay, well, it's not just. They're mighty.
The mighty.
So get in there and tell us a little bit about, okay, let's go on how you came to be at Shasta College. Let's talk a little bit about your prior playing and a little bit about where you went to school and what led you to go to Shasta College and be on the team.
So I've been playing since I was probably 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad was a big inspiration to me.
Good.
I went to Shasta High School, played shortstop there on varsity my last 3 years, so wow. I've really enjoyed the sport, yeah.
Well, good. So do you plan on just going and getting a scholarship and going all the way after you do this rung?
I have thoughts about going to a school in Minnesota. Yeah.
Really?
For softball.
Well, you will be playing in the snow unless you're in a stadium.
I definitely will be. Last season, we actually had a game at the Siskiyous. And it was hailing, raining, storming.
Yeah.
We kept going.
You know what? That's what you do when you're a pro, right? I mean, literally, not just
well, when you're already there.
When you're there and you're in the game, you got to play. So good for you. Shortstop. What's it mean for you to be shortstop?
Take a lot of pride in it. You know, in the infield, it's a big role to play, big leadership role. So I really take that in my own hands.
I mean, you've got to be able to cover a lot of ground there.
Yeah, because, I try my best.
You know, because you're covering, you know, all the way over to third and then back behind second. And you've got to be, you and your second baseman have to be, like, thinking on the same wavelength, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot, especially when you're turning those double plays.
Yeah, we have to have that little telepathy thing going on there.
Okay, so, when you run for second base, do you come and slide with your spikes high?
Depends on the girl. I'm just kidding.
Cody's going, the reason I'm asking that, because before we take our break, is I have a beautiful little granddaughter. She's 16. She's 5 feet tall, or 5'2". She weighs 100 pounds. I've always seen her as being this adorable little thing. And with her girlfriends, they're all adorable. Mm-hmm. And they've all played club soccer and high school soccer since they were for 8 years together. And so, and their team, their high school state champs. Well, we got a chance to go watch him play in a club tournament in Las Vegas here a couple weeks ago. And here comes my sweet little granddaughter and her girlfriends out. And they, if you saw Jurassic Park, they came out as raptors. They were like raptors out there. I'm telling you, they were banging people, kicking. They were all, you know, these sliding tackles, people going straight up in the air. My granddaughter gets yellow carded for rough play, and I'm like, yeah!
Soccer gets brutal.
It does. It does out there. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, here's, you know, so now I kind of understand it. She's had both ankles sprained badly. She's had concussion protocols and all this. And these are 16-year-old girls out there. Anyway, so when you say that, depends on the other player. I believe that, you know.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, I know, of course you are. You would never do that.
Yeah,
we do not do that. We have to take a break.
We do have to take a
break.
Thank
God, so you can get so Cody can go. Don't say that. Don't say that.
This is our moment with Shasta College this morning, and we're going to be
we have a roster of different
parts of the sport department coming on, and we're going to talk more with Cody when we get back about baseball and Shasta College.
Okay, so now how do you motivate? How do you motivate somebody for a Christmas present?
Well, motivate. You mean like somebody?
Here's what I mean. If somebody said, "Look, what if I could give you the gift of sleep for the next 10 years, just that bed, so it fits you perfectly, so that when you're sleeping and you roll over, that the bed just automatically adjusts to you." I mean,
and that your partner can be completely, they don't control your side
right.
of the bed.
That's right.
That's fabulous.
We're talking about independence.
It's priceless.
Independence within a marriage.
Yeah.
There. We're talking about not having to settle. We're talking about having your own firmness in that mattress. Like my sleep number setting is 60.
And last night, my sleep number, I can move it around. That's what I like about it. So when I'm working extra hard around the house or doing physical labor, I'll change it. But last night I had it at 55. My sleep number setting is 55.
And mine last night, my sleep number setting, where it's usually 60, was 100. Why? Because I forgot to adjust it. But that's okay because you still sleep so well in that. And now if you head on down to the Sleep Number store, you can get a 360 smart bed. That's the kind that adjusts to you. It's not just a bed. It's a brighter you, and they're from $999. Now, you think about that, $999. A good bed's going to cost that. Now, you're talking about getting a bed that adjusts to you and also is one of J.D. Power's top-rated consumer products. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go into the Sleep Number store there. Hop on a bed. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. And they said it was okay for you to lay on the bed and find out how it really works. Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Oh, Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning and we're just getting rolling. How about you? It's going to be 43, it's currently 43 degrees. If you're popping up out of bed right now and your feet are hitting the floor, good morning and thank you for being with us.
And if your feet are just getting up and hitting the floor right now, I am so envious of you. Are you upset with me already today? Do you think I'm getting ready to say something weird?
No.
Yes, you did. You slapped me with the
weather. No, I said let's go. Because you were sitting there talking, we were ready to go. So I know you get lost.
Say something weird. Why would today be any different?
Yeah, right. Thank you. Okay. No, we have, it's very interesting because we catch up, we start talking to our guests during the break, and then sometimes we forget that we got to go back on the air. So that's just a reality.
Sometimes, that's where we have to make sure those little red buttons aren't
and
on.
And Bob does a very loud countdown. Five, four.
That's because there's been a couple of times. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. Mm-hmm. SST Oil has got great deals going on for those kerosene for your heaters, for those Toyotomis, those monitor heaters. It's cold. Those heaters work great, and they deliver kerosene, and they take care of you anywhere here in the California area. Not only that, but millions of gallons of gasoline and oil throughout the Northern California, this whole area up here, not just in California. And you have to remember, it's these guys and girls that were up on the front lines with the firefighters, bringing their diesel in so they could keep those generators going. They could keep all of the machinery going up there, the bulldozers that help fight the fires here. That's SST Oil. It's a employee-owned company. It's been in the business right here in Redding for over 50 years, starting their 51st year. If you're looking for a good place to work, it's SST Oil. They're always looking for good people. 241-1167. SST Oil. We're here with Cody McCary, who is the assistant baseball coach, but Erica Parent, who is the shortstop on the Shasta women's softball team. And she's a graduate of Shasta High School, and she's been playing softball since she was five. Which means that's, 10 years now? Or 12?
Yeah.
10 or 12.
Lots of practice.
Lots of practice. Okay, Erica, because being a good player takes a lot of time, impact on school, how do you balance that out?
So I have to say that since I've began college, time management has been huge for me, and I feel like this is the best way to teach me time management. I'm going into nursing, so those classes are difficult, but I've found a way to balance practice with my school. I go to a lot of open lab. I go to a lot of tutoring. I take every advantage I can get, and that's what's gotten me here.
Okay, so time management. So it's part of the curriculum over there. I see. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, Peter Griggs is here with us too. But so time management, mentoring, tutoring? This is all part of the things that are offered at Shasta College.
Yes, they're offered.
That's offered to everybody, mm-hmm. right?
They even have we have study hall. We get assigned hours. We have to make that study hall limit mm-hmm. in order to play.
Okay, so they're making sure because it's do you have to keep a certain
grade
GPA?
Average? It's 2.0.
Is that a 2.0? Is that a C average or is that a B average?
That's a C average.
C average, okay. Because some of them are, different grade averages mm-hmm. like that. Okay, so you don't make that, and if you don't make that, you don't play.
Not eligible to play, yeah.
Not eligible
to play.
So
grades always come first.
Good.
That's good to hear.
Good.
And you're interested in nursing then?
Yeah. my mom's a nurse, and I'd like to follow those footsteps. I really enjoy the field.
My daughter's a nurse, too, so that's cool. It's a great field. It's a very rewarding field. Mm-hmm.
And the granddaughter with the cleats, she wants to be a nurse, too. So
there
I
you
think
go.
It's
right.
A noble profession.
Yeah, she can kick them in the knee and you know,
well,
save
wonderful.
Them later.
Okay, we're going to be talking with some more baseball players in just a minute, but let's go back to Cody, who is, you know, one of the you're a coach.
Right? Yeah. Assistant baseball coach.
Assistant okay. baseball. Well, what does that mean?
So I'm under our head coach, help him with daily routines, daily activities, and help set up practice and all that good stuff.
You're pretty big. Does he use you for the enforcer?
Yeah, a
okay.
lot of times.
I was going to say, you know. Okay, now, did you used to play at Shasta?
I did. I played at Shasta for 2 years and then transferred out.
And where'd you go then?
University of St. Mary in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Wow.
Kansas, boy. Did you grow there?
No.
Leavenworth, Kansas. So are you from? Tell us where you're from.
I'm from here.
You're from here. Okay.
Originally
here.
Anderson High School.
Okay.
And went to Shasta College afterwards.
And then went to university in Leavenworth, Kansas, which is flat, right?
It is very flat.
The only thing, did you know the only thing between Leavenworth, Kansas and the North Pole is two barbed wire fences?
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise you. It's pretty cold, huh? Okay, so then what happened after that, after you graduated?
Came back, and I was helping out at a local high school, and our head coach, Coach Rupert, came out and asked me to come out and help him on his staff.
Wow. What position did you play?
I played a little bit of everywhere. I started off as a first baseman. My redshirt year was a catcher my freshman year. Sophomore year, back to first base. And junior year, third base. Senior year, I DH'd.
And don't you, what's DH?
Designated hitter.
Oh, okay. So now, don't you feel, or now looking at it as a coach, that it was really good that you played? You get the energy, because each one has its own emotional impact, does it not?
Yeah. There's a lot more that come with each position. There's different ways to handle each position. It's a lot harder to sit on the bench and just hit four times a game.
Yeah,
right.
You got to get up, and you got to be a star.
Right.
Right then. And if you don't, it's not like being a goalie, though, in hockey, so that when you swing, there's this big red light comes on, and everybody boos you at one time.
But it's just, there's so much emotional stamina. And when we're as somebody who's watching a game, when you watch the World Series, I don't really follow until the World Series because I'm just, I don't know. But that's always exciting for me, and to see the psychological aspect of what goes on, and teams sometimes just don't have a good day.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
just happens.
Very, very true.
Los Angeles Rams had an off day last night, and the Chicago Bears just took them apart.
Yeah, that Chicago defense looked pretty good last night.
But you're right. You know, that's a good point that, you know, you can just have a bad emotional day. I mean, and can one person cause that?
I think, yeah, and that's kind of our job as coaches is to kind of weed those guys out or those individuals out before something like that happens to a whole team.
Well, you know, sometimes it could be just a player that everybody likes that's having a – something's happened and it just brings them all down.
Right.
Something like that, too. So, Erica. Now, what is softball meant to you? When I say softball, really it's athletics. What has that meant to you in your life?
It means the world to me. My dad played Major League Baseball.
Your dad played Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
He was in the bigs?
Yeah, him and my uncle both. My dad just recently passed away, and he was my person, and he has taught me everything I know about softball, and it's all to him. I'm driven to go to school for him, for me, and continue to play.
That's great.
So it means a lot.
You know, and here's the best thing about softball. You can play softball for a long time. Maybe not at that competitive level, you know, like you're playing now.
Right.
But there's always softball.
And I'll always be playing.
You'll always be playing. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's great. It's good to hear that. Because, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that our athletes are giving a lot of time to that. Plus, they have to keep the grades up, and a lot of them just playing for the love of the game. They're not on scholarships, but they're there. They're there every time. They're there for all the practices, everything.
I'm sure your daddy's very proud.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know he is. I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good homage.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got some more more athletes that we want to talk to from Shasta College here. And then at 8 o'clock, Brian Daly's going to join us. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Award, voted in the top 50 or designated as in the top 50 hospitals in the United States. In the United States, out of 5,500 others. By the IBM Corporation, who did a blind study. So this wasn't like it was a part of the hospital group there, because they are doing a great job over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Shasta College. It is 7:30 in the morning, exactly 43 degrees out there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. A hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. And It's 43 degrees, 7:34 in the morning, and we're looking at a little bit of rain today with our highs of 58 and our lows of 38. This portion of the show is being brought to you by
River Common Senior Living. You know what? It's kind of like a little mini cruise ship here in town without the water. They've got gourmet cooks. They have cruise director. They have activities director. Are you tired of doing all the laundry and doing your housework and cutting the grass? Take a look at River Common Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's a place where people like to have fun. It's a party house. Let's just say it. River Common Senior Living.
Pillow fights and all.
Oh, my gosh. You know, great meals down there, gourmet meals. If you want to learn more, you give Captain Brian a call at 238-5981 and set up a time to come in, have lunch, and meet the rest of the seagoers out there. But I've met them. You know, I've met a lot of them, and they're having a good time. They like it out there. River Common Senior Living, located right here in Reading on Hart. Martinelle Avenue. Well, we're here with Shasta College today. We're here with their athletic department. As you know, we're working our way through all the departments at Shasta College, and it's been great. Every one of them has been great. We learn something new every time. And
great representative.
Whether you're burning steel or you're driving diesels, tractors around, and all these other things. So
raising cows and chickens.
Raising pigs and all those. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're learning all. So, we're working our way through things.
Culinary.
Culinary.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing,
That's the whole thing.
Well, the whole experience.
That half the baseball team is after practice. They run over to the culinary area over there, and they're taking lessons in cooking. But the instructor is pretty tough. You know, it's anyway. But we're here today with Cody McCary, who is the assistant baseball coach out at Simpson, and he's Anderson graduate. Went to Shasta College, went back to school at University in Leavenworth, came back, and is now the assistant coach out there at baseball.
That's so cool.
And we talked to Erica Perrin, who was on the softball team, shortstop for the softball team, the women's softball team, and now we're with Easton Waterman.
Good morning, Easton.
Good morning.
Oh, that's a really cool jacket. They give you those jackets?
Yeah, actually, this is something we get.
They get, huh? Yeah. Wow. They make you give it back at like the end of the year and all that?
Easton, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore this year.
Okay, sophomore.
Yeah.
It sounds like, what grade are you in? But you know what I mean.
Tell us about yourself, Easton.
So I'm born and raised here in Reading. Graduated from Enterprise High School. Really familiar with the program. My dad actually played out at Shasta College after high school and is coaching out there right now as well. So he's an assistant out at Shasta, and so I've kind of grown up around the program and and knew out of high school, you know, if nothing worked out going to a four-year right out of high school, that this is where I was going to end up.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people, you know, even back when we were graduating from high school, that we have community colleges there, two-year mm-hmm. colleges. A lot of people opted for that to get their feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Because, I went to a four-year university or college, and you go into a classroom and there's 200 people.
Yeah.
And you're not used to that. You know, you're coming, even if you're coming from a school that we had 400 graduates, which isn't huge, but, you know, that's a pretty good size school. You go into a classroom with 200 graduates and, or 200 people in there, and you got graduate students teaching a lot of the breakdown classes. It's, you know, it's hard to get on there. It's hard to feel like, okay, whatever I'm doing here actually means something.
Yeah.
So starting out at a two-year college, in my opinion, is a good way to start.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's been huge for me because I've had some friends out of high school who went straight into 4 years, and it was a lot to handle for them their first year. And so I think going to a community college out of high school is a great option. At least for me it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, getting your feet on the ground and kind of learning what it's going to be like before you really, really get into the four-year programs.
So what position do you play?
I catch.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, let's talk about catchers.
You're kind of like you're kind of tall, right?
Yeah.
I mean, most catchers are like 5'4".
Is that true?
Tall and 5'4" wide.
Yeah. And yeah, 5'4" wide.
They have an arm that's as big around as a 50-gallon barrel.
Yeah, right? Yeah, typically, yeah.
And they have a bad attitude.
Is Parker the catcher? Parker Posey? Who's the guy?
Buster Posey.
Buster.
Okay, sorry. Buster, is he the catcher for the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
He is.
But
okay,
so
you're kind of like, you're kind of like his type of build, though, right?
Yeah.
Not your typical catcher, you know, big brute, more tall and slimmer.
Chewing tobacco.
And why did you, have you always, you know, I always wonder how an athlete
mm-hmm.
gets called to wanted to play a certain position. How did you, what was it? Did you have a hero or somebody that you looked up to? Or how did you get into the catcher world?
So it's interesting. I actually grew up when I was younger playing middle infield. Because like I said, I don't have the typical catcher build. So I was always a faster, more of a quick twitch speed kind of thing. So I was always in the middle infield.
You look like that.
Yeah, I was always in the middle infield. And then it wasn't until about 8th grade going into high school. I think we were
puberty.
Summer ball. It was a summer ball thing. And one of the coaches asked, hey, have you ever tried catching? And I never really thought about it because I'd always been in the middle infield. And once I was back there, I kind of just fell in love with the position. I fell in love with, you know, seeing the game from a different perspective and kind of being in charge of the game and always being in the action. And so ever since then, it's just been something I've fell in
every
love with.
Every play of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You're involved.
Every playing.
No,
yeah.
No, every play of the game you're involved.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not like right field where you're sitting out there thinking,
so I
wonder what my stock options are today.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I have some questions that are going to be very just from somebody who's not played the game.
Okay,
enough.
So when you're making the calls, when we see the two or the one or whatever you're doing, is that something that's pre-determined from your coach, or is it just between you and the pitcher about make this call or make this pitch? Is that the two of you at it?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of both. Going into the game, we kind of have an idea of how we're going to pitch a certain team and what pitches are going to work towards different hitters. So the way our system works is, we get our call from the coach. But we also have that option between me and the pitcher that, you know, if he's not feeling that pitch that day or comfortable at a certain time, then, and then it becomes on us. And we can figure out what the best scenario is for that situation. And so it's a little bit of both.
Okay, you also have signals to the rest of the team, too, like you want to try a pickoff. You're going to be throwing the ball down to first. And,
right.
It's when people say that when a player steals a base, mm-hmm. he's not stealing from the catcher.
Right.
He's stealing on the pitcher.
Right.
Was that true?
Yeah, it is true for the most part.
Wait a minute, Cody, would the pitcher say that?
Max will be in here in a minute to defend himself.
Oh, we got a pitcher.
Yeah,
oh,
we did.
Yeah,
we got a pitcher.
Yeah,
we should have a pitcher in here too.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I've heard that a lot of times because the pitcher's maybe taking a long wind up or whatever.
Yeah. For the most part, it is true. We do. We work hard. Our head coach Brad Rupert does a really good job. He works hard on emphasizing that to our pitchers, being quick to the plate and giving us catchers every chance we have to throw that guy out at second. For the most part it is, and it comes back on us too, catchers. You know, we have to make a good throw and it has to be quick and accurate. For the most part it would be on the pitchers.
One more question.
Yeah.
Okay, the knees.
The knees.
Well, I have to ask you because you invert your knees.
Right.
So do you have like a special protocol that you have to do that's different than the exercises of the other team members? Or what do you do to keep those knees in condition? Because that's weird.
There's been many games afterwards where, you know, walking is hard and it hurts. And the next morning you wake up and you're sore. And I would say stretching for me has been the biggest part. Stretching before, after games, in the mornings. Before a workout, really making sure that I'm stressed out and icing too after games, you know, two bags of ice on the knees, just taking care of them because like you said, with catchers you always hear that's the first thing to go is your knees. And so,
and how many dislocated fingers and everything do you have?
Or have a couple broken fingers.
You look good though.
Yeah,
nice.
For the most, just a couple little.
You don't have any going in a weird direction, so you're good.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
Favorite
baseball movie. Oh man.
If you're a catcher, it should be.
Don't tell me.
I'm gonna have to go with 61. It's an old Yankee movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About Maris. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
I thought
you'd have been in the Bull Durham, but you're probably not old enough to watch
that movie. No, I have seen Bull Durham, but I don't know. Something about 61. It's just a movie that comes to mind growing up. I remember I used to watch a lot.
Well, watch it now.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part of Bull Durham is when the guy, he's got like a no-hitter going, and he waves off, he shakes off the catcher.
Yeah.
And he looks, and the catcher looks up and he goes, look at this.
Yeah.
I've called this game, he's got a no-hitter, and he's shaking me off.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the batter it's going to be straight down the middle. I love it.
All right.
And he said, you did that, didn't you? He says, oh, yeah.
Okay, before we take a break, Cody, your favorite baseball movie?
I'm going to have to go with The Sandlot.
Oh, okay.
See, these are two that you don't even think of.
Yeah. Have you two seen the movie, The Undrafted? Have you seen that? It's a newer movie.
I haven't.
About, and it's based on a true story about a player that everybody thought was going to be drafted, and, mm-hmm. and he wasn't drafted. It's a great movie. It's a kind of an independent movie.
Yeah,
indie. I'll talk to you during the break about it.
Okay.
But it's really good, you know, the team and how they're all so disappointed about it on this. But and then they have to play a game for their championship or their city mm-hmm. or something like that.
It anyway, is good. I remember watching that with you.
Okay.
All right, guys.
We've been here with Easton Waterman, of course, and then Cody McCary, who's the coach. But Easton is the catcher. And as he's pointed out, and we're going to ask the pitcher, that most stolen bases are because of laziness of the pitchers and their inability to follow directions. I'm sure that the next player coming in who is a pitcher may have something to say about that.
No, yes, exactly. So we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. Stay with us on the other side because we love your support. Of course, we're a locally owned radio station, and we love the fact that we have just a great college in Shasta College, and that today we're featuring the athletics department.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 15 minutes to the hour of 8 right here on the 10th of December. 43 degrees, going up 58 today. The weather report, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, God, of course, you would have to go into ABBA.
Of course,
because on this Monday morning.
Because Bob knows he keeps me happy.
Take a chance on me. That's what the catcher and the pitcher are talking about, like, at the break. I'm going to bring them on. Oh, Shasta College is our guest this morning in the athletic department. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. If you're looking for somebody that's been in the business for over 50 years with he and his team, they are there available to you 24/7 because they know life doesn't always happen between Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. They support many youth and veteran organizations. They care about our community, and they care about you. That's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, located on Bonaventura Boulevard. Give them a call, 243-4600. Jeff Avery. Hey, we're here with the, as Linda just said, we're here with the athletic, the baseball side of the athletic department. Cody McCary, who is assistant baseball coach, has been a graduate of Anderson High School, graduate of Shasta College, went off to school in Leavenworth, Kansas. The only thing I really knew that was in Leavenworth, Kansas was the prison there, the federal prison, that the military has there.
They have a few of them there.
I bet they do. I mean, it's just really spread out. And then came back here to be the assistant coach here. We've talked to, Erica Parent, who is a woman softball. And then we just got off, Easton Waterman, who was the catcher on the team, was just with us for a few minutes. And now we have Max, Holtzclaw.
Holtzclaw.
Got Holtzclaw. It right there. You know, I just tell us a little bit about you, Max.
Well, I grew up in the Reading area. Went to Foothill High School, graduate there. So me and Easton have definitely played against each other a few times. Him going to Enterprise High School, one of Foothill's rivals. But then I moved away to Sacramento last fall. Tried to kind of leave home a little bit, and things didn't work out there. Had some arm problems, so I came back home. Kind of. Little pricey out there in Sacramento, but came back and Shasta welcomed me with open arms and played last year as a pitcher in the bullpen for most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
arm back?
Yeah, got my arm back. Luckily, yeah. So junior at high school, I actually had surgery. So I mean, that's kind of where the arm problems came from, Tommy John. Yeah, so I had to miss my entire junior year season. Played my senior year, which was nice, but then arm problems came back again kind of right after that season, all summer long, all fall in Sacramento. So then came back, talked to my physical therapist, Mike Kirk, and said, hey, what's the deal here? What's the problem? And he basically told me that, like, hey, it's mental, just a mental barrier that you get from surgery, and that's common with baseball players. So I said, okay. So I threw through the pain for about a week, and then everything was back to normal.
Wow.
So came back, played for Shasta College.
Isn't
that
interesting?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, I have to ask the question, you know, when somebody steals, mm-hmm. when an opposing team steals a base, really whose fault is that?
Well, I'd probably have to say the catcher, honestly. They're making the throw. they work on pop times. That's one of their...
They work on what?
Pop times. Yeah, it has to be under 2 seconds. It's
right.
Kind of the...
He's pacing outside the studio right now. He's going to give you a little piece of his mind.
That's the goal there. So, I mean, it's really on that. That's what they're practicing for. And usually when they steal, I mean, it's kind of on the catcher there.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like to think... You know what? This is fun because these young men are friends.
Yeah.
And you have to ask this when you have a pitcher coming in and a catcher. Then you have to ask. I'm sorry. I do. I just stir it.
Yeah. Easton does a great job, though. So, I mean, it's really – I don't think there's going to be a problem this year with base runners, with both me and him throwing back and forth to each other.
That's good.
Yeah, I think he does a great job. So.
Do you trust your catcher?
Oh, I trust him 100%.
Okay.
I trust him, yeah.
You almost have to, right?
You have to, but, I mean, he makes it easy, definitely.
That's great.
Yeah, he makes it really easy. I mean, MVP on our team for sure. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's that type caliber player right there, and we're happy to have him.
Okay, Max, that's really a nice thing to say when I hear things like that with teammates like that. You know, Cody, that's cool. I got a feeling the rest of your team probably is like this, too. Are y'all pulling together pretty much?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, being at a local junior college is really super cool because, I mean, I played with, I'd say, 10 to 12 of the guys on my team now, played against them and with them since freshman year of high school. So, I mean, that's just really cool to watch us grow as a team and get better and see everybody improve, and then we're playing for one goal all together, I mean, in the same town. So it's awesome.
Do you do any kind of speaking? Because when you're talking about your shoulder and that your physical therapist said that it can become a mental block, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the champions have to constantly go to through therapy, whether it's physical or emotional or whatever, just to get, you know, the Tony Robbins moment, like you can walk on coals. Mm-hmm. It's mental. Do you talk about that? Do you, I mean, can you, because you're speaking from really deep personal experience.
Yeah, mental game in baseball is just definitely a huge thing. And, I mean, it takes a lot of preparation day in and day out, just kind of knowing that you're going to fail today. Baseball is a failing game, and you have to get over that mental side. I mean, hitting the ball 3 out of 10 times makes you a great player. So there's not many sports that can do that.
You know what? I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. That you've got to be able to accept failure.
Yeah, like golfing. Yeah. Golfing is like such a mental game, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the thing is that golf, you're depending just on yourself. When baseball, you've got 8 other guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of them's having a bad day, the rest of you have a bad day. Mm-hmm. And many times, I mean, yes, you can pull. You know, Cody can pull somebody out, but you know, sometimes it's just that one thing they do that allows the bases to be, all of a sudden somebody get on base. Mm-hmm. What happens like that? You've got a good game going, and you throw that perfect pitch. The guy just dribbles it down. Somebody on the team muffs it, mm-hmm. and they get on the first base. I mean, what do you do? I mean, does that bother you?
As a pitcher, that's part of the game. I mean, you got to understand that that's going to happen a few times here and there. Luckily with our team, we don't have that problem very much. So, I mean, it makes it easy on our pitching staff. But
it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
Do you glare at them?
No, don't really glare at them too much. I might talk to them a little bit in the dugout and say, hey, what the heck's going on? But no, you prepare for that. I mean, I work on visualization for a pregame routine. And
like
I kind of walk myself through that, like, hey, what if this happens? What if this happens? How do I control myself to be able to go out there and just throw the next pitch? It's all about the next pitch.
Great.
Max, what are you planning on studying, or what are you studying
now?
That's
what I was going to ask.
Okay.
I'm doing business classes right now at Shasta mm-hmm. College. I want to go into sports management to maybe be like a GM one day for a baseball team. I really like the business side of baseball. I think there's a lot to that outside of the sport.
Do you have a plan of where you're going after this?
After this, no. I'm still waiting. I'm going to play my sophomore season, focus on this year for the team, mm-hmm. and then after that, kind of make my decision on where I'm going to go.
Okay.
Super. Personal best.
Personal best.
What would you say your personal best in a game, or you know, something that you can take away and say, this was a great time for me, or this was a great day or a great game?
I would say this summer I got to go down to San Diego and win a championship for my summer ball team. Rupert does a great job. Rupert and McCary both find coaches where we can go and have fun this summer and also play and get better. So they sent me down to San Diego, which was just a beautiful
this
place to
play. This is the regular college league, right?
Yes.
Kind of like the Colt 45s?
Kind of like the Colt
45s. Like the Colt 45s here. Okay. Yep. So I got to go down and play in San Diego and win a championship there. But every day, I mean, it's just super fun for me playing with my teammates. That's just the best part of it.
Okay, we're here with Max Holtzclaw.
Do you want to ask him about a movie?
Your favorite baseball movie?
Because of the business management, I'd have to go with Moneyball. I really like that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Moneyball. That was a good movie, too.
We could do watch that
based
again.
Based on a true story,
yes,
there.
Yep.
love it.
So, you know, when you're Cody, just go back to Cody for a second. You all recruit, right?
Oh yeah.
Do you ever do that Moneyball type thing where you're looking at people who have their on base average as opposed to other things?
I mean, yeah, kind of. We're looking at their stats, the numbers they put up in high school. It's a little unfortunate for us. We have recruiting guidelines as far as where we can go and watch players.
Uh huh.
But we can reach out now via social media, email, telephone, text message, anywhere in the state of California. So
okay, you can't go out of the state.
We cannot go out of the state unless they make first contact with us.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what, Max? It's been a pleasure talking to you and, of course, with Easton. And it's good to see you got two buddies on here with this, and they can kid around with each other. We've thoroughly enjoyed this. So, Peter Griggs, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news, and then Assemblyman Brian Daly is already here, and we'll have him in talking about what's happening this year in Sacramento.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's official. Tomorrow's vote in the British Parliament on exiting the European Union has been postponed. Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing MPs moments ago, notes that serious differences remain over the future of the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
The decision throws May's Brexit plans into limbo. It's also taken a toll on Wall Street, where stocks have plunged. Following a lengthy silence that only angered the protesters even more, French President Macron is preparing to address his nation. Macron being forced to act after 4 weeks of yellow vest demonstrations. They started in France's struggling provinces and morphed into surging riots in the streets of Paris, scaring tourists and foreign investors alike. President Trump says he is in the process of interviewing some really great people for the job of White House Chief of Staff. The clock is ticking on that appointment, with General John Kelly due to leave at month's end.
A person familiar with the president's thinking says House Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows is one of the names under consideration, as is White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, who is said not to want the job. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin is also thought to be on the list, as is U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer, who told CBS yesterday he has not spoken with the White House about the job.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani. On Wall Street, in the aftermath of the Brexit announcement, the Dow down 423 points, loss of almost 2%. The NASDAQ off 61, and the S&P currently down 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug-in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Been more unrest in the West Bank. We have an update from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Six people were wounded in a drive-by shooting near the Israeli West Bank community of Ofra on Sunday evening. A passenger in a Palestinian vehicle opened fire as it drove past a group assembled for a candlelighting ceremony in memory of a traffic accident victim. Most seriously hurt was a pregnant woman who remains in serious condition after a major blood loss. Her baby was delivered prematurely as both mother and child fight for their lives at a Jerusalem hospital. Only days ago, the head of Israel's domestic security agency warned that the recent perceived calm is deceptive. Almost 500 would-be terror attacks have been thwarted this year. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
And keeping an eye on Wall Street right now, the Dow down 485 points. Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org, townhall.com. Major political shakeup in Armenia. Preliminary results from the country's snap parliamentary elections show the electoral bloc of the country's new leader winning an overwhelming majority and consolidating power.
Nikol Pashinyan's My Step coalition
picked up over 70% of the total votes that were cast in snap parliamentary election on Sunday. Two other parties looks like they made it to parliament, but the former governing Republican Party did not make it. It's out. It is quite a stunning defeat for a party that ruled Armenia for nearly 20 years.
That's the BBC's Rehan Dimitri. Pre-winter snowstorm has made for a travel nightmare both on the ground and in the air across parts of the southeast. The Carolinas, especially hard hit, parts of southern and central Virginia also left snowbound. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on December the 10th, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced product line, enhanced walk-in humidor, and great customer service. What else can you ask for? Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and great to be here this Monday morning, along with you, Carl, and our Bob Belanchi at the helm. And very excited about all the new changes that are happening, and we are happy to bring the weather to you that's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who is our key sponsor for the weather. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 58 and our lows will be 38. We have a 20% chance of showers today, and Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 59, and Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 60. Is that me? I'm trying to understand. Is that me or? Okay. And so, yeah, we have some kind of digital performer that's in the studios right
now. Well, everybody's checking.
I think Siri was on today.
And I don't know if it was me or I'm trying to understand. Is that somebody, you know how it is when you ask Siri? So that's how far away, because it's not on me, I don't think, anyway. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, it's currently 45 degrees. It's going to be our high today with 58 and our lows are 38.
Okay, I have to admit, it was me, because I say that. I don't understand. I say that a lot. Hey, everybody, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're talking about, look, it's getting cold out there. We know that, 38 degrees tonight. Look at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. Been in the business over 25 years. Veteran-owned business. They're the only ones that touch our HVAC equipment. We had a problem the other day. They were there, fixed it, and out in 45 minutes. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it sounds like a Christmassy week, all right?
Ooh. What's up?
Yes, tonight we are really excited about who we have as our guest speaker tonight. It is Ben Berquam, and he heads up Frontline Alliance, America Frontline, and he has recently been down to the border himself to report on what is actually happening. We haven't heard a whole lot about what is happening down there the last few weeks, and he said that there are still people caravanning coming to Tijuana area to try to cross the border, so we're going to get a full update from him. He's out of Fresno area, by the way, and has a radio show down there.
Well, it obviously makes him a special person.
Yes, it does.
Of course, I'm not going to define the term special. Well.
But we're looking forward to, we're zooming him in, actually. We've got this new system to where we can get our guests from a distance on screen and where he can talk to our folks and our folks can ask questions. So the amazing technology these days.
What can I say? I'd like to, you know, we're in the process of putting in all new production equipment, and we're still working around the edges a little bit with it on the phones and stuff.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, we are too. Okay, Sally, that's
tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay, thank you very much, Sally. Okay, Now, we're back here. Now, we're in the process of adjusting. We have brand new phone systems in here, so we're in the process of adjusting all those. But we can't do it when we're on the air, so we have to wait till we get off the air, and then we're going to go back and push them again.
Right.
But we are very proud to have with us Assemblyman Brian Daly, and it's going to be on a regular basis here now that we finally got that worked out.
Bob, am I on the air?
You are. Sorry, I had the mic.
Okay, here we go.
Now we're back. And good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Hi,
how are you guys?
Good to see you.
So tell us a little bit what you've been doing here lately. I mean, we haven't talked for a while. We see each other at different events. But I'm thinking more on the personal side because you've got a big farm and a family, and you got all these things that are happening out there.
Well, so, you know, I've been in the legislature 6 years. My oldest son is at Cal Poly San Luis.
Mm.
He's a freshman there. He's studying crop science and a minor in environmental. So I'm hoping he's going to be able to – he wants to come back and farm and run the farm, which
That'd be really awesome.
You know, that is a – that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because many farm kids – it's tough. It's tough work.
Yeah, he loves farming, and you know, I'm really excited. He was Cal Poly is a great school for ag. It's also very hard to get into. He's I say he's guy's mom's brains and in my common sense at the
and
farm
you're
part of it. So, and then my middle son Reagan, he's a senior this year. He's wrestling. He's a football player. He also is, you know, putting in for applications to go to college too. And then my little girl Rosalind. She's nine. She really runs the house.
And, she's always run the house.
Of course, the baby runs the house.
And as you know,
she's always run the house.
You know, Megan, my wife, just God bless me with the most awesome partner. We are really one. She's, you know, been by my side from day one. I proposed to her when I was on the Board of Supervisors up in Lassen County when I was the chair and actually during the meeting. And so she's helped me become a better person and very good for our business, and very good in politics. She's, you know, grounded at home and really manages the day-to-day stuff of the business. And so we're moving along.
She's really protective of you, too. No, and I mean that in a good sense.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that's like the mama lion in there.
And so, you know, we've had a very a crazy year. I mean, we had the car fire here in Redding. We had the fire in, you know, Paradise and then, you know, I was the Republican leader for the last year, and so my time was really spread thin. Our farm is running fine because the boys have really stepped up and helped out. We have great employees. So my life is really crazy. We're, you know, when I went to Sacramento and when I actually got involved in politics from, it was 22 years. I can't even believe it. I was 16 years on the Board of Supervisors.
Well, when did you get elected to? How old were you?
So I was 20. Well, I actually took office when I was 30.
Okay.
But I started when I was 29 campaigning. And I served 16 years on the Board of Supervisors in Lassen. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, help my neighbors and help. That was really my goal. I never thought about ever running for a higher office. But, you know, God has a sense of humor and he, you know, opened the doors, and when they're open, I step through them, and then we, you know, our goal is to help our community. I mean, that's what we do here in the district. You know, just some great stuff. We had a little fundraiser drive at my district office to help relief for the fire folks in Paradise, and it was like $10,000 in 2 hours. I mean, it was just our communities are amazing. It's the human kindness comes out when we have these tragedies. And so that's what I try to do in Sacramento. I want to share the North State with the other legislators who don't really understand, you know, our way of life here and, you know, how spread out we are and the limits we have that they don't understand because they don't have those in those districts. So when I got to Sacramento, I reached out to all the legislators. I've had 111 legislators to our district. I know I hold the record. I don't believe there's anybody else that's ever accomplished that. And by doing that, it explains and show them that I've had them to Beaver. I've had them to Mount Shasta. I've had them to Tahoe. I've had them to Redding. We had the speaker was here in Redding when we were doing the water bond. He came, and we actually had a big forum here. That was his first time to the North State. And, you know, we passed a water bond that is, you know, we're in the process of getting sites reservoir. It's moving through the process right now. It's really exciting. Also, we did when the biomass plants were on the verge of shutting down, and you know we were able to pass legislation for them.
And I want to come. I'm going to circle back to that one. But we did. We kept you kept the biomass open by the way, when you reached out like that, and they and you got the tax break Was it the tax break?
Well, basically,
or was it other
we
things?
Just we just got them to extend the contracts. The contracts were up. We got the contracts extended, and then we got it for 1 year the first go around, and then we came back and the following legislative session we got another 5 years, and then in this year they have the option to do another 5. So
working hard at that.
Yeah, you know, I say this. I did a speech on the floor at the end of session last year, and I held up a map of California that shows the high fire threat. And basically the whole state's in threat of fire. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter if you're in Malibu or you're in Paradise. We have too much fuel.
We've proven that.
And so I talk about, you know, there's three things you have to have to make fire work. One, you have to have ignition, which we can't control that. You're going to have the car fire was started by a vehicle. You have lightning strikes. You have, in some cases, it's transmission lines. You name it. There's all kinds of points of ignition, which you can't control. You have to have oxygen. Right, you can't have fire without oxygen, and the third thing you have to have is a fuel. That's the thing we can control. We can actually take care of vegetation, and so I'm really happy to share with you that SB 901 was a bill that we did. It was the very last bill of session this year. I was on the conference committee on wildfire, and we got $1 billion from the train. Money from the train to go to vegetation management is huge. And yeah.
What, so, does anybody know that?
Well, I'm
obviously
trying to share
not.
It. Yeah,
so the last bill of the year was you took $1 billion out of the high speed train.
Yeah, so
and you put it into vegetation management?
Yeah, so there's a it's called the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which all of us pay into. Every time you pay your bill with your electricity, you buy a gallon of fuel, there's money that goes in that pot, and it's been heavily weighted towards this train, which we all know is just crazy.
Right.
I call it the crazy train. It's the Ozzy Osbourne song, The Crazy Train.
Right. Okay, but we're going to take a quick break here.
Bob, we got to find that crazy train.
Find The Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. We've got to take a break here with the Assemblyman Brian Daly. And the highlights here is, of course, we wanted to catch up with Brian and everything that's going on with him and his family, because he's been down there 6 years, but he's been in the public eye for, 22 years?
21. I started my 22 years. This year.
But the big news right here, I mean, plus, you know, the fact that he was able to get the, cogen plants extended was this new bill that just put $1 billion out of the high-speed train into forest management.
Vegetation management.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank also is helping with both fires, car and the camp fire. They're your partners, they're your neighbors down at Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to the newest branch at 1845 California Street and see how they're moving local dreams forward. Look for them at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Assemblyman Brian Daly, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 43 degrees here in Redding, California.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest this morning is Brian Daly. And, we talked about the train and the bill for the train. We're going to do a quick shout-out to a sponsor here, and then we're going to get back on that thought because we want to bring that around so that you have this information. It's really a very uplifting piece of information that I think, you know, things are going in the right direction. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business well over a quarter century. So many schools that Jeff Wurst has gone to ensure that he has, he does not only professional work, but work to keep your family safe. Jeff can guarantee his work, whether it's a little chip smaller than a penny or cracks the size of 2.5 feet in length, he can fix these. He guarantees them for life. If he can't fix your crack in your windshield or the chip, he'll just tell you. He's not going to waste your time or money. Jeff Wurst, a better-known business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. And good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, you know what? This is, you know, Brian Daly is the kind of guy you feel like you can just walk up to and say, hey, buddy, because he's one of us. And the things that he's done, from the fact he's bringing over 111 legislatures from Southern California up here, when they go to Beaver and then they drive 50, you have to drive how far for a prescription? 50 miles. And this, I think, kind of weighs into things. They've got to think about this.
Yeah, you know, well, the district I represent is 25,000 square miles. So from Happy Camp to Lake Tahoe, all the way down to about, you know, 40 minutes out of Sacramento. There's a lot of area of our district that is very, very rural. I mean, we're lucky here in Reading that we have a lot of services, but you get out in Siskiyou County, Modoc, and Sierra, there's a lot of open land out there. So sharing those concerns at that part of the district, and also trying to balance the parts of my very populated areas, too, is always a heavy balance. But for the one thing that is, the North State is very rich in is natural resources, and, you know, our state hasn't managed those very well. And I've been sharing those processes and what we do, even on our farm. I talk to them about the regulatory environment on our farm. And I think the one thing that I'm most proud of, Carl and Linda, is that, you know, I went to Sacramento. I still have 100%. I still have those same core values. I don't vote for taxes. I have 100% from Howard Jarvis. I have 100% from the NRA. I have all the things that a conservative person have, but I've also been able to bring some of our resources that we pay in taxes back here and try to reduce regulation for the people of my district. And, you know, most of the district, most of the bills that I do are not just for my district. I mean, they're all for the whole state of California.
Sure.
I did the fire legislation, started 6 years ago on streamlining the process so private landowners can manage their properties on the vegetation on their land. And we've been going, and I've been talking about fire and the release of carbon from these fires when they're regulating our you know, combustible engines. It just doesn't make sense. And so by just continuing to educate and talk about those things and build relationships, at the end of the day, you know, if you're the political parties have been so far apart that they can't even talk about things they agree on. Look, if we want to stop pollution and carbon, which I do, then we should be talking about forest fire and the releases there. So that's what I've been educating on. By having those legislators out and building those relationships, I'm able to push legislation and get things done. And
the whole thing is based on relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, well, life is, really,
life
in general.
Is, right. And you know what? And this is the same thing. I'm glad you said that because it brought it up. We've all talked about this. The other evening we had groups of people there, and people that were diametrically opposed politically were all sitting around the fire out there drinking wine.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They all got along. Nobody got angry. They could all discuss what they felt. And they all just talked about, gosh, it's so great to be able to talk about things and nobody gets excited.
Screams and yells and stamps
but
out.
But I believe you're right. You know, we've gotten to the point where the two parties are so far apart. It's got to be the individual relationships you have to be able to kind of start pulling things
together.
Well,
I'll say that I can't say that there's very many policies that come forward that are from the other side that I agree with. I mean, that's a fact. But I still have to have Democrats vote for a bill if I'm going to get a bill done to serve my people.
For sure.
So I look at it as a chessboard, and you know, sometimes it's these four legislators or these five that are on my side, and I navigate through. I've had a lot of success in the Assembly. I get to the Senate with my bills, and then it's very difficult in the Senate for me to get my bills through there because I just don't have the same relationships there as I have in the Assembly. I've built a lot, but it's harder to get through the Senate than it is the Assembly. So I've been working on trying to broaden out that aspect there too.
Well, you know, the thing about it is now let's just talk about it. They just cleaned our clocks, the Democrats did, on this last election. Orange County went blue, totally blue. And that's always been a red bastion down there. And then they've gotten back into the supermajority.
Yeah, so we've been here before. This isn't
this is not a surprise.
It's not the first time, but
right.
we have lost a lot of seats. You know, I'm not the political genius to analyze every single faction, but you know, I think in California that they've just painted our president, and I think the people of California. We lost in Orange County. I can just share with you that 18 to 34 year old women are fleeing our party in Orange County. Why? I have no idea why, but we know that block has moved a long ways. And so, you know, it's hard to analyze all that. But at the end of the day, the pendulum will swing. I mean, the policies that are put out by the state of California, I mean, we have plenty of money coming. They've taxed us a lot. There's lots of resources. The economy's doing good. But our crime's up. Our pension funds are not funded. There's a lot of stuff happening in California that is going to you're going to start seeing the impacts of that. You're going to see counties and cities claim bankruptcies. I mean, they're that close.
You really believe it's going to happen like that?
There's four or five in the state that are really close to not being able to fund their pensions, and those are real problems, and they're going to affect our communities. And so I've been talking about pensions forever. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, we actually funded our pensions because we knew that we had a problem there. But, you know, there's a lot of counties and cities. And
we have a problem right here.
That are going to be,
$300 million in unfunded liabilities. And the thing about it is, if the state turns around and they can't make it, they just come down here and just charge us another $2 million a year. Like, let's have another million from you guys.
You know, the cities and counties and special districts, they can file bankruptcy. And then, you know, that you go to Chapter 11 and you go through the reorganization. But really, all these problems that we have in California as far as crime and pensions can be fixed. It just takes people sitting down and going, hey, you know, I run a business. There's only two ways to raise money. Either you lower your operating cost or get more profit. That's it. That's the same thing. What do we do in the state? We just keep getting more profit, and the profit comes from the taxpayers. But those taxpayers are the ones paying the bill, and if they're leaving California and there's not private businesses here, we're going to have a problem. So
is that a subject that hits Sacramento up there at your level with the Assembly and Senate, that a lot of people leaving California.
Now,
Do people talk about it?
I talk about it all the time because I know businesses are leaving California. And I share also, I gave a speech on the floor last year that, you know, it was the first year in 20 years in my own business that the companies from Oregon were able to sell products to my customers cheaper than I could produce them for. Well, I can't sustain in that environment. So what did I do? I increased my production on my I bought some new equipment and tried to up my production and lower my costs so I can compete. But at some point, there's a break even where you can't go any lower and they just can outcompete you because the regulatory environment and the tax liabilities and things in California are just more than any other state.
Wages, everything, every tax you pay on it, all this kind of stuff. Oh, no, no, I understand 100% there. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, today is the 10th. That means you've got 15 shopping days till Christmas, if you count Christmas, which I do. But if you're looking for the right piece of jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, I have never been wrong there, ever been wrong there when I came in there. Rebecca and Henry, more than happy to help you. Great prices, fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:34, and they're having a huge sale right now. With 15% off a lot of different things there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you'll be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former Paracast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Assemblyman Brian Daly. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 10th of December. 43 degrees, going up to 58 today. Home Helpers is bringing us a segment. If you're looking for 2 hours to 24 hours a day by people that care, that are insured, they're bonded, background investigated, all that stuff, and trained to help you and your family, it's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. We've been learning a whole lot of stuff. Again, we're totally outnumbered in both the Senate and the Assembly, but that's not new. I mean, this has happened before. Brian's fought his way through that before. They've just given us $200 million a year out of the bullet train funding for vegetation management.
Yeah, $200 million a year for 5 years. So $5 billion total.
Right. Out of the high-speed train, which is gone. It's really going to put them back then, I'm sure.
I don't believe the thing will ever be built.
I don't think so either.
So it's been a waste of our tax resources, in my opinion.
Okay, Brian, okay, let's just talk now fires and all this. Finally, hopefully, people realize, because Malibu burns. You see pictures of stars out there, you know, or quote stars, Hollywood stars. They're Hollywood stars. They're not real stars. Their homes are burnt down, and you got to feel for them too. But a whole town gone in our district up here.
Yeah, it's always hard to even talk about it when you see the devastation to people's lives lost, property lost.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, and I've been talking about fire for 20 years. Actually, we've been working on it, and we know that we've mainly focused on, you know, the wildland urban interface, which is the forest into the community. But now we're seeing, you know, all kinds of vegetation fires throughout the state. And so I did a lot of legislation in my first 6 years, and I'm still continuing to do legislation. Part of the biomass plant saving is a place to take this biomass and, you know, process it and make clean energy. So I'm actually doing some bills you should know about this year. I'm doing a bill. So what happens in Paradise and even in Reading is you lose 1,000 homes here, or 700 to 1,000 homes here in Reading. You lose a part of your property tax, which is what funds your schools, which funds your law enforcement here. So we're trying to get some reprieve on a backfill from the state there. We're doing that also for Paradise. I'm doing a bill. I'm just writing it right now. I'm going to ask the resources agency to quantify how much vegetation, how much watershed, how much of our environment has been destroyed by these fires. You know, we burned over about 1.2 million acres last year in California. And, you know, we talk about wildlife. We do all kinds of regulatory laws for critters when you're going to go to build. And we don't talk about the loss of the habitat and those things. So I want to get that quantified so I can use that as a point to show we're focusing on the wrong thing. We really should be focusing on vegetation management and allow – to take the fuel away so these fires burn low. They're going to burn, but we need to take the – not have them so hot and intense.
If the fuel is at 3 inches, it's not going to be burning at 2,000 degrees.
Right.
When you're coming through, when it's burning through. They may have a 4 or 5 foot flame, but still, it's not going to be like it was.
It's the same thing I share all the time, even with legislators. As you put – you fill your fireplace up with wood and open the air to it, it's going to get hot. If you put one stick of wood in there – close the air down, you're not going to have that much heat. It's going to burn low and cool. So that concept people can get. So I use that, and I use that when I talk in committees and try to educate.
Are you getting pushback?
I bet you were
at one time.
I had a lot of pushback from Sierra Club and all those folks. And even though I beat them, I was able to get legislation through that Democrats voted against the Sierra Club almost unanimous on one of my bills. It's because of that education process. But, yeah. Yes, now it's like, okay, people's eyes are opened. But we're 100 years. We've been suppressing fire in California for almost 100 years. And we have a huge amount of vegetation. And so we're so far behind. We're going to continue to see fire in California. We need to relax our grazing rules and allow more livestock out in our wildland urban interface.
The BLM lands.
Keep the grass down and the shrubs and that part of it. So those ladder fuels. So those are all things I'm going to be continuing to work on.
You ought to start, because you have a farm out there, a goat herd, and rent out your goat herd to cities around
here. Well, there are a lot of folks that actually had 1,000 sheep that I just let the guy came in and brought them in this year and grazed our lands, because we had, you know, last year we had the perfect, as a farmer I can tell you, we had the right spring for grass to grow. It was cool and wet. But not too cold, and that's why if you just look still today, I mean, the grass that's still left over from last year, we had a bumper crop of grass all through California, which that carries those fires and makes them spread so fast.
Sure. Because you've introduced this and you don't have to show pictures of 88 dead bodies to people, like maybe you would have had to before and look at paradise, just photos of paradise gone. So the idea then of starting to be able to take down those lighter fuels, the vegetation, that's going to move through. And what about these 100? I read some places there's 1,400,000 dead trees in California.
Yeah, this was 3 years ago. There was 22 million dead trees. In
20, 22 million dead
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, that was from the bark beetle, and that was from the drought.
Yeah.
So they're basically, there's no value in those. That's one of the problems. Some of those trees had value in them before they died. Yeah.
Right.
So our goal is going to be, it's just going to be take a process. So we need to make sure we get the resources to the ground, which will create jobs in our communities, will lessen the cost of fighting fire, which is a win-win. It's spending the money up front versus on the back end. So that's been something I've been pushing for in Sacramento.
Cogen plants, how many can we have? I mean, we've got two, right?
Well, yeah. Willow Brader's running, and then Sierra Pacific has theirs, and there's one in Bernie. There's one. There's a few. There's not that many. There used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's the cost to get it out. It's very expensive to go out and do biomass. So we're working at some other options. We're looking at laminated timbers. We're looking at press board, some other things that we can use that lower, smaller diameter trees to make other products that we can actually build with. So, been constantly working on trying to create jobs in the district and make sure that people are working along with taking care of the resources.
Okay, we've talked fire, let's talk water. You know, what they say, is whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. Are we fighting?
We hit a big home run a couple weeks ago. The federal government came in with over $450 million to help fund the Sites Reservoir. We're still a ways away on the amount, but we're moving in the right direction. You know, and that's a project that's off-stream storage. It's non-controversial for the most part. It does create a lot of water for the North State. And relieve some of the – it won't really help upstream as much as it will downstream, but it's at least capturing water that we're not sending out in the ocean. It would be good for California.
Well, that's good. So we have that. I understand. I saw just an article that says a salamander could stop the Shasta Dam.
There's a lot of – there's always some endangered species out there, but at the end of the day – by not having the water, you're impacting wildlife somewhere else. And so that's the balance I was talking about, looking at this legislation about fire and how much it's how much wildlife we've lost in these fires. I mean, I always say, the red-legged frog can dodge a cow, but it can't dodge a fire that's moving 25 football fields a minute.
Mm.
That's one of the things Linda said. She says, we haven't really, we've talked about, of course, people and devastation of homes and all that. What about all the wildlife we must have lost out there?
I can't even
imagine that.
There's an article I just read the other day about a mountain lion that they found in Malibu that had survived the fire but burned its paws and it ended up dying. They had a collar on it, and there's a story about that. So, that's the kind of stuff that people don't talk about that you don't realize. And then the watershed that gets destroyed in the process –
It doesn't hold water then. Look at Whiskey Town. I know you've been out there.
Yeah.
Whiskey Town looks like we drove out there because we have friends out in French Gulch. And that also, I mean, that was a battle out there. But it's ash. It's like down to the mineral soil. It was burning so hot.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, that's going to end up in our streams and it's going to silt up our riverbeds. And, yeah, that's a problem.
The raising of the dam, 18 feet, is going to have a big impact.
Do you think it's going to happen?
You know, I don't have any control over what the federal government does. Unfortunately, I wished I did sometimes. But, it would have an impact. It would, you know, create a lot of water for a very small amount of raise. But, you know, that's for our congressional folks to figure out. I try to just focus on the things that I can control or have an influence on, and I got plenty of those.
Do you feel like you've got a good relationship with the with everybody?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I know I do. I mean, I've had lots of support. I've done great things for our district. I was able to do a design build, which is the contractor can actually design the project and then build it, and it saves lots of money. And that was for the hospital here in Shasta County up in at Marist. They're building a new hospital, so we saved about $1.8 million there. You know, I was able to work across the aisle to get balanced billing. So probably didn't know this, but if you go to the doctor and the anesthesiologist isn't in your network of health care, you get the bill. And I had constituents who were getting bills for $20,000 to $100,000 for the anesthesiologist for surgeries, and their insurance wasn't paying for it. So we did a bill across the aisle to eliminate that. You won't be charged for that. It will be they have to
– part of your insurance.
Right, it's part of your insurance.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, so there's all –
you don't know about it until you get
– yeah, you don't know – exactly. Yeah. You don't know about it until it happens, and that's the other thing is you're unaware of it, and then all of a sudden you get this bill. So I've been working on lots of things. Most people don't know. I don't share enough, I guess.
That's why – just to let everybody know –
that's why it's important you're here today.
Assemblyman Valley is going to be with us once a month, just like Congressman Lamoff is, because we get to ask him a lot of questions. And, you know, and our board of supervisors and our city council and down in Anderson, because it's important that people be able to hear what's happening. And, I mean, like this thing about the $200 million. I mean, that's a very well-kept secret.
Yeah, well,
we're getting $1 billion to be able to control these wells. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back because I know you have to run, and we've got a couple other things to talk about. So it's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 43 degrees out there, going up to 58. The weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, and this segment of the show was brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place to hang out. Right, Lynn?
Absolutely. Right, Car?
We'll be right back.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on this beautiful Monday morning. It's currently 43 degrees, 45 actually. It's moved up a few points here, and our highs today will be 58 and our lows of 38. Let's talk about our guests. We've got some exciting news.
This is our Assemblyman Brian Daly, of course, is with us. Brian, talk to us about this Senate run.
So, you know, our Senator Ted Gaines is he won his election for the Board of Equalization. He'll be going January 7th. He'll be sworn in for the Board of Equalization. It'll open a vacancy for our Senate seat, and I'm going to run for that Senate seat. And, you know, earlier I talked about, you know, I did a lot of work in the Assembly, and I have lots more trouble in the Senate getting my bills through. So my goal is to go to the Senate and then be able to be influential in the Senate. Plus your vote is it's twice as powerful because you have less people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons, and then I'll be able to reach across the aisle. I'll educate again, just like I did in the Assembly, and I think it'll be I know it will be more productive for the district, so I can actually move things to the Senate and then have the Assembly where I already have those relationships. So God opened the door. I'm stepping through it. It's going to be quick. It could be as early as March 12th, the primary, because the governor will call. I don't know when he'll call it, but
can call it immediately.
And he can wait. And I think if he waits, it's like 14 days or something. Then it automatically goes to the Senate and it gets kicked in.
Okay.
So no longer than 80 days, I think, is after January 7th. So, yes, I'll be out on the campaign trail. I'll be doing sharing. Maybe I'm not going to talk about my opponents. I just want to talk about the stuff I've been doing. I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing in the Assembly, then I'm going to do it in the Senate, which will be, like I said, twice as powerful. And I think I'll have a better advantage to move things through for the district because I need that in the Senate.
Well, first of all, you have a reputation, obviously.
And a good one.
No, I mean, if you've been able to get things through the Assembly, and, you know, and to me, the Assembly is probably like the House of Representatives. There are a lot of crazy people in there. I mean, no offense, but there are some really kind of probably some wackos. And I've been thinking the Senate might be a little more decorum there. But then again, after watching the Senate of the United States of America, I'm not sure about that. But you're right. You have that vote counts more. And you've got an ability then also to build bridges with people we haven't had before.
Right. And you have, you know, a couple of things. First of all, I have 12 years total in either house. And so I've served six. I'll still have the ability to serve six. It's not going to change my outcome. I still will get my 12 years. Mm-hmm. And it's the other thing that's, I think, why the Senate is maybe a little slower than the Assembly is that it's on a four-year cycle. So you're not, once you get elected, I'll finish out Ted's 2 years, and then I'll be on the ballot 2020, and then I won't have to run again. It'll be a 4-year term. I'm termed out in 2024. And then you can really settle in because you're not out actually campaigning. You can actually do the policy work that you need to do and build those relationships. So.
You've always done that, though. I've never really seen you out, campaigning. I mean, you do. Okay, don't misunderstand me. You do because you campaign by the type of work you do.
Right.
And you go out and you tell people, I've done this and this and this. I mean, that's a good campaign. That I just tell you what my accomplishments have been because I'm down here working my butt off.
Right. Well,
I could be a plow in a field.
Right. Well, I always say that, I'm willing to take the time away from my family and my business to go do what needs to be done, and that's to represent my neighbors and my constituents of the First Assembly District now. And if they don't like what they, this is kind of what I look at. If you don't, and I don't share enough. There's a lot of stuff I do that I don't share enough about. But
you're starting today.
I'm going to continue to do those same things. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm a conservative guy. I love America. I love California. My family came here and homesteaded. It's the greatest place in the world as far as I'm concerned. I'm not willing to give up and not see it go in a direction that's positive.
You know, something happened the other day. We have relatives that live down in Sacramento and involved in political things down there. And he said to us up here, he says, do you realize what a beautiful bubble you guys have up here? He says, a family member says how great it is to be able to talk and be able to say things without worrying about you're going to have a crowd of people at your front door screaming. He says, literally. And because there was a whole bunch of different people, different viewpoints. And we do live up here in really a great area in California. And that's what kind of keeps us around here.
It's really easy to be able to represent the First Assembly District. I'm a lot like the people here.
Yeah.
People are really down to earth and great. I mean, we saw all that when we saw the fires come through and how just the human kindness poured out. And so I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing for 20 something years. And as I said earlier, when God opens the door, I'll step through it. And if that's not what I'm supposed to be doing, then He'll shut the door. I'll figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And so my goal is to represent the district, and that means everybody in this district. It doesn't matter to me what party you're from. It doesn't matter to me. I want to help you. My office door is open to every constituent in this district.
Your office is like this studio. It's open to everybody in our community. And if we, everybody gets their say, and a fair way of, fairly getting their say. One of the things I do want to talk to everybody about was something that I saw that showed, the most giving communities. You may have seen this too, and in California, Redding is in the top 3 of the most giving communities in all of California, by per capita.
Absolutely. This is an amazing community.
So you figure that's like Shasta County. I mean, yeah. that's just...
I told you we did that little couple-hour relief drive for the fire folks down in Paradise, and we raised like $15,000 in 2 hours. I mean, gift cards, and it was amazing to see the outpouring of love from our community. And that's what I love about Northern California. The people are amazingly awesome. They're real. And so I wanted to say one. I just was thinking about, you said, I don't share enough. Follow me on Facebook. We share all the time on Facebook what we're doing. You can Google Brian Daly. You can call me personally, 530-251-3888. It's on their ballot when I run.
He means that. I mean, I've called before. I've sent a message, and he comes back. And he'll come back to you.
Yeah, the best way is text me. 530-251-3888. I'm in meetings, but if you text me, I'll find time to get back to you. And it's been very effective. I put my name on the ballot. I put my phone number on the ballot. People call me. I want to be accessible. I have a lot going on, but busy people get things done. I've always known that, and I'm really proud to be able to represent the North State.
By the way, your staff here, if I can just say that, Bruce Ross and your guys here, really good. And here's something else. Brian Daly hires veterans.
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
You hire veterans. There's other legislators we have around here that don't.
Really? So, well, I have 2 of them.
I know. But that's that's appreciated, and that people need to know that you do hire veterans out there, and you had the opportunity and you did it. So that's appreciated from a veteran's point of view too, Brian. The last thing, of course, is what's it look like for the squirrel population, the squeak population up in Beaver this year?
There's plenty of things eating on our crops. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I know you have to get going. Are you off now for a little while?
I'm
going to
be around town for a little bit today. I got the Farm Bureau meeting tonight. I'll be going out and seeing the Shasta County Farm Bureau tonight. So I'm around today working, meeting my constituents and taking care of business.
Is the O'Brien Daily for Senate, is that up now?
Yeah, well, technically it's not. You can tell they call the election. But we're all gearing up. The ones that are going to run, we're gearing up for it. So.
If you want to get a hold of Brian Daly's people, or you want to support Brian in this run, which I think is a great idea, we're totally behind him here KCNR. And you know, we don't endorse on our local elections. We don't. We think everybody's great. When we get up into our state and feds, we're right in the middle of it. So, can I say that we're endorsing Brian already?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Brian, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next month, our friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, tomorrow, another big day we have, and this week we got the sheriff on. We've got a lot of different things happening this week, talking about with crime and everything else that's going on. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep...
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.